the KLYT broadcast studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Our next guest on ABQ Connect, Jack Phillips, joins us from Masterpiece Bakery in Colorado Springs. Jack is part of those participating. You'll find him on the upcoming release of the documentary Truth Rising from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. It releases just a couple days away on September 5th. It'll be free to the public, and this fall followed by a study guide. We'll get into details about that here in just a moment, but I want to bring Jack into this conversation and his part in that and what prompted it. We'll hear more about his story. Jack, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
You know, it's my pleasure. I was happy to help. So.
Well, Jack, many of our listeners may not necessarily be familiar with you by your name, but many of our listeners may be familiar with your story as a shop owner. And correct me if I'm wrong, in the Colorado Springs area.
No, we're up in the Denver area in a suburb.
Oh, okay.
Lakewood. Yeah.
Okay. But Colorado baker who basically found himself in the midst of a request that really pushed against his beliefs and stood his ground. But Jack, instead of me telling your story, let's start from the beginning when someone walks into the bakery.
Well, starting at the very beginning, before my wife and I opened Masterpiece Cake Shop back in 1993, we knew that there were certain cakes that we couldn't create because of messages they might express, cakes with profanity or cakes with pornography. We even discussed way back then, you know, cakes that celebrated marijuana or cakes that celebrated same-sex marriages. So back in 2012, 13 years ago, two men came into my shop and asked us to create a cake to help them celebrate their same-sex wedding. And when I told them I would be glad to serve them anything in my shop, which I am, I'm always glad to serve anybody. We serve everybody who comes in, but like I said, we just can't create every message that people ask us to on a cake. So they asked me to create this cake. I told them I'd be glad to sell them anything else in the shop, but I couldn't create the cake that celebrated that because of the message that it expressed. They flipped me off, swore at me, stormed out of my shop, and went to the state of Colorado where they filed a complaint, and the state of Colorado then sued me. And that case ended up, as many of your listeners know, at the United States Supreme Court, where the arguments were heard in December of 2017 and June of 2018. The United States Supreme Court ruled 7-2 in my favor that the state had shown impermissible hostility to me and my faith. So that was a great victory.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's a minute or two story, but I have to imagine in the midst of this, I mean, you know, this dates back over 10 years ago. And just walking through that and taking a stand for something, you had convictions based on your belief as a Christian that would keep you from fulfilling the request from these two. Let's walk through some of what you experienced in way of, you know, I guess what would keep you, you know, from being able to really run your business how without distraction. There had to just be a plethora. And Jack, we'll get into details. But from the community, there had to be mixed comments and what you're experienced and how you walk through this. Jack, let's start with as a business owner, what rights did you know you had?
You know, I don't know what rights I know I have as a business owner, but the United States Constitution clearly protects my right to freely exercise my speech and freely exercise my faith and my speech. The First Amendment is very clear on that, that Congress shall pass no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion. And the laws that they ultimately came after me with, in my mind, did exactly that. They said that if you're going to follow your faith, You can't do it when your doors are open, when your open sign is on. But that just didn't seem right. But fortunately, the Alliance Defending Freedom is a wonderful nonprofit group that defends cases like mine, because they know that somebody like me could not afford to take a lawyer to lunch, let alone take a case to the United States Supreme Court. So Alliance Defending Freedom was formed 30 years ago to help people like me defend our rights in the courts. And they came right to our defense 2-3 days after this initial stuff blew up back in July of 2012. That was on a Thursday afternoon. On the following Tuesday, I was connected with Alliance Defending Freedom, and they've been at our side defending us and the rights of every American to be able to live and work freely according to their faith without fear of being punished by the government. So they've been right there beside us all the way through.
Yeah. So, Jack, you know, as a human being, as a Christian, was it as simple as I know my constitutional rights, and in way of worry or anxiety or walking through this, kind of walk us through, you know, maybe some of the questions you may have, you know, your prayers to God, the struggles that you walked through, because, you know, and I want to touch on this, because as we encourage other Christians to remain steadfast when it comes to their beliefs, their convictions, you know, it's I'm going to guess, it's not an easy walk sometimes.
Well, let me just start at the beginning when the two men stormed out of my shop, flipping me off and swearing at me and those things. It was about 4:30 on a Thursday afternoon. We closed the shop at 6. About 20 minutes after they stormed out, I got a phone call. Are you the bakery that just turned away a gay couple? Tried to explain, no, I don't turn away anybody, but they asked me to create a cake that I couldn't. The caller swore at me and hung up. And I thought, oh, that was weird. I just had two men swear at me, storm out of my shop. Now somebody calls me up and swears at me. And then the phone rang again and again. And by the time we closed at 6 o'clock that night, I'd probably had a half a dozen calls, hateful calls, threatening calls, just nothing like I'd ever experienced in my life. And so as I was heading home, I stopped at the grocery store. My head was spinning. I'm thinking, everybody here hates me. They're all going to call me. What's going on? And God gave me a verse out of one of Paul's letters, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And it's a sound mind part that struck me. It's like, this is not your battle, Jack. This is my battle. And I knew from that moment till this very moment that this is God's fight. All I have to do is be still and pay attention and obey. And another verse in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles 16:9, says that the eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole world to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. He's given us the strength we've needed all the way through. And even though there have been protests and crazy, you know, death threats and all those things, I know that the people who are threatening me and swearing at me, they're not swearing at me. I didn't create marriage. I didn't create sexuality. I didn't create gender. God did. Those are his plans, and they're good plans. And they're upset with him. They're not speaking with him, so they yell at me. But I'm fine with everything that's gone on, and I wouldn't change a bit of it. It's encouraged my family, drawn us all closer together and closer in our walk. And so God has just been very good to us through all that.
Well, and I want to thank you for one, you know, sharing all of what you're sharing today, but specifically, yeah, these last comments, because there are those that are listening that find themselves in that storm, and we know how powerful the Word of God is, and to share the scriptures that comforted you, I know will be a comfort to others. How important is it, Jack, to understand how the enemy operates when it comes to making things difficult for those who love the Lord?
To understand that he hates us, he hates God, and he wants to destroy us. John 10:10 says that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That's Satan. But Jesus said in that same verse, but I come to give you life and life abundantly. He didn't come to give us stuff. He came to give us life, and not just life in eternity, but life here and now. And he's just been so gracious to us here at the Cake Shop in all the ways that he's shown us his love and his power and his control over all situations, his sovereignty.
And Jack, in what you've already shared, it's clear the strength that he gives us in the peace that he gives us and the removal of anxiety and worry when we trust in him. How much did you find that God was using the body of Christ to come alongside you and hold your arms up and help you walk through the storm you walked through?
Yeah, just like Moses, we have, you referred to holding the arms up when he was, his arms being held up by the two men to, you know, prevail in the battle. We had people come in quite often just to pray for us. Like, are you Jack? Yeah. Can I pray for you? Sure. Yeah. Or one time early on, I had a gentleman call me up and says, you know, he's calling from some other state. And he said, my wife and I were just about to pray for you. What can we pray for? I'm like, seriously? That's not like when somebody says, okay, I'll pray for you, and they walk away and they never do. This guy was calling me. And at that moment, he and his wife were going to pray for us. And like, I've never taken that for granted. The body has been there to help hold us up and encourage us and support us in so many ways.
Jack, since this original event that caused the stir in the news and in courts, has that been the end of these kind of attacks?
No, actually, 3 weeks after the United States Supreme Court ruled in our favor back in June of 2018, 3 weeks later, we had another complaint that had been filed against us in the state of Colorado came against us and sued us. We call it Masterpiece 2. The first one, Masterpiece 1, and then Masterpiece 2. An activist attorney here in Colorado called us up previous to that, and asked us if we could make a pink cake. Yes, we can do that. Can you ice it in blue icing? We can do that. Well, it's to signify and celebrate changing gender from male to female. Well, now you just made it a message that we can't express. We'll make that cake for you for another event, or we'll make any other cake that we would make for anybody else, but we can't create that cake because it expresses a message, and it's a message that we can't fulfill for you. Well, that person filed a complaint with the state, and then I say the state, 3 weeks after we get our victory at the U.S. Supreme Court, the state came after us again and sued us. Well, that case was subsequently dismissed, and then the same person came back in a personal lawsuit and sued us because we wouldn't create that cake, and that case just ended back in October at the state Supreme Court. So 12 and a half years of constant legal battle with Alliance Defending Freedom right beside us.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jack Phillips. He's the owner-operator of Masterpiece Bakery in the Denver area. And yesterday, we were able to hear from Jim Daly about the upcoming release of the documentary Truth Rising. Truthrising.com is where you can find information and find the trailer there or on our website at klyt.fm. And we're visiting with Jack because Focus on the Family, Colson Center, who put together this documentary, they reached out to Jack, and you'll find him featured in this documentary. We're going to take a quick break. Jack, can you stay with us?
I sure can.
And we're going to come back and walk through Jack's experience and his participation in Truth Rising and what we can look forward to September 5th when it's released to the general public at no cost. Truthrising.com is where you'll be able to enjoy that and share it with others. And then, of course, I mentioned earlier this fall, a 4-week study will be released for small or large groups to walk through together, kind of covering the content from the documentary, Truth Rising. We'll find out more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We're in the midst of a conversation with Jack Phillips. He's the owner-operator baker at Masterpiece Bakery in the Denver area. In the last decade, it was part of the story that found him making decisions to stand by what he believed in regards to products that he was being asked to make at his shop, and how that walked him through a legal battle. Jack, we talked about it a little bit, but we didn't really label it a spiritual battle, would you say?
Definitely is. It's been a spiritual battle all the way through, because God, like I said earlier, God created marriage, God created sexuality, He created gender. And this is a battle between Satan and God, and Satan doesn't stand a chance. But God has created these good things for us to enjoy and to help, in my mind, have a picture of He created us for a relationship with Him. And these issues are pictures of that relationship that ultimately we will have face to face with Him. And He sent His Son to repair the damage caused by our sin and take the punishment for our sin so that we could have that relationship restored.
Yeah, and we mentioned in our first segment some of what Jack walked through. Part of that, though, I wanted to make sure to mention this. I didn't have it in front of me in our first segment, but the Alliance Defending Freedom was an assistance to Jack in the midst of that. That website, by the way, is adflegal.org. ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, adflegal.org. We wanted to spend more time in this segment, Jack, talking about the upcoming release of Truth Rising, a documentary, a 90-minute documentary from Focus on the Family in conjunction with the Colson Center, hosted by John Stone Street of the Colson Center and Oz Guinness. If you haven't gone to look at the trailer on our website at klyt.fm, we'd encourage you to do that. And even more so, go to truthrising.com, find out more about this upcoming documentary releasing September 5th, just a couple days away, and your opportunity to enjoy that, share it with others, watch it with others, and then in the fall, with the release of a study guide to accompany it, opportunity to dive in a little bit deeper. Jack, how did you first hear about Truth Rising?
It's, like you say, Focus on the Family in Colson Center, but also Coldwater Media is the production company. And they reached out to me. I forget who it was initially, but one of the three asked if I'd be interested in sharing our story as part of their documentary. And so they came up here to our cake shop and filmed it for an afternoon. And you can see parts of that on the trailer. But then when the actual documentary comes out on Friday, it's free to the public. You just click on it and you can watch the whole thing. It's a powerful documentary that we got to watch last week with Seth Dillon, Katie Faust, Chloe Cole, different people who are sharing their testimony, how their walk has been encouraged by each other and threatened by our culture, and how Truth Rising, when we stand for the truth will prevail, and helping to encourage people to know what they believe and to study the word and go from there.
Yeah. And I haven't seen the entire documentary yet, but from what I've seen, you know, we're talking a lot about things that have happened right here in America. And Jack, you mentioned in our first segment, the confidence you had to stand on what you found in the Constitution, but more importantly in the Word of God. Oz Guinness and John Stone Street visit with people on a global scale. Can you better articulate to the listener that's considering watching this free documentary being released on Friday how your story fits into the narrative of the documentary?
I think the way that they fit our story into it is similar to the other testimonies that they share, the other people involved in it, is that we were standing on truth, and God's word, God is true. And so His word is truth. And when we stand on that, He will help support us, like I said, in 2 Chronicles 16:9, he will strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. He will do what he needs to do through us when we're willing to be obedient and follow what his design for our life is.
Now, Jack, as you look forward, what do you think that people viewing the upcoming documentary will take away from it?
In part, like in my part of the story, I'm a small businessman. And if you came in the shop, you'd say, yeah, a very small businessman. And if the government can come after somebody like me, they can come after anybody and everybody. And if we let these rights go away, they don't come back. And part of the first part of Truth Rising, Oz Guinness explores different cultures throughout the world that have come and gone. And, you know, points us on the trajectory that we could be one of those cultures if we don't get back to what caused our founding fathers to create this company to create this country from scratch and in a way that they wanted to honor God and just the different aspects of how that worked together. And if we don't stand firm for the truth, our culture will go the way of some of these others in the past. So I think using my story, just because we are so small, that God has helped us to stand up and do what's right, that he can help anybody. Any of your listeners, he can help.
Yeah, and Jack, as we look, you know, more specifically across America, we know that there's leaders in some states more than others that are prepared to hold up the values and the things that our founding fathers intended when they wrote documents like the Constitution. But you know, you and I are in Colorado and in New Mexico, and I'd say arguably, but you know, I don't even think you need to argue the fact that our rights and our beliefs are under attack, maybe in a higher degree. In those areas, for those who are lovers of the truth, who love Jesus Christ, who cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel, that you know they're human and they're seeing what's happening around them, and it can get heavy. It can get Lord, when are you coming? but in the midst of that, despair. What message would you have as far as being a Christian in this culture? You talked about it a little bit in our first segment, but I'll give you a chance to go back to it. You know, where can we find encouragement? Where can we find hope? And you and I both know when we say hope, we're talking about a confident expectation in our belief.
Yeah. And Jesus says in John chapter 15, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that's one of the keys. The whole passage, that whole chapter is about that. But we have to know who he is before we can trust him. And that comes from studying the Bible, going to church, listening to sermons, podcasts, those kind of things, and fellowshipping with one another and encouraging one another and building each other up so that we know, well, Jack stood, Seth stood, Chloe stood, Katie stood. How did they do that? First of all, they studied God's word. They got to be familiar with the Lord of the universe and his love for us. And so it's easier to stand when you know, hey, this is true. That's wrong. And it's not something that we do all the time. My wife and I, when we started the cake shop, we knew there were cakes that we couldn't create. We drew our line in the sand. But if you step over that line, then you get back on the right side of the line. You confess quickly. God is willing to forgive quickly and restore. And so even though, we have this great reputation, there are times where we have to struggle and we have to think about, oh, is this the right thing to do? This is good. Or is this the right thing to do? No, I don't think so. Then don't do it. And if you do, then you get back on the right side of your line in the sand, confess, and restore that relationship. God is more than willing to do that.
And Jack, you mentioned several that I believe are featured in the upcoming documentary, Truth Rising, that did take a stand, that did stand on the truth. Do any testimonials come to mind about those who became aware of what you did and because of the actions you took? And these, you know, I'm sure there's stories with these others featured in the documentary that look at how they stood the ground when it came to their faith and their belief in Jesus. And any stories come to mind that you can remember where people reached out and said, you know, Jack, because of what I saw you do, it encouraged me to do the same.
Yeah, I have a friend who is in the military, and he was being required to do something that he couldn't do because of his faith. And so he had to, I don't remember if he resigned from the military or was discharged, but then he ended up with another job contracting for the military, doing what he did, same thing from his home, being able to spend time with his family. And God, you know, restored, or didn't restore his job, but he was able to continue doing what he did and taking care of his family. And he said that that was because he saw me stand, and so he knew he could take a stand, even against the military. A woman in the documentary, Ayan Hirsi Ali, she became a follower of Jesus Christ. And they talk a story about, tell a story in the documentary about how she had co-authored or something like that with a man who was about some of the disparaging things of Islam. And he was murdered, and a note that was pinned to his body said that she was next, and she still is walking and standing firm.
Well, Jack Phillips has been our guest. He's the owner, operator of Masterpiece Bakery in the Denver area. Jack, we appreciate you sharing your story and not only how you walked through the difficult times in the last decade when you took a stand for your faith, but also sharing about your participation in the upcoming documentary Truth Rising, being released this Friday from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, truthrising.com for details. And you can find the trailer there as well as on our website at klyt.fm. Jack, I want to throw it back to you because I don't want to cut you off. Is there anything else you'd have in way of encouragement or information for the KLYT listener in regards to your story or their story or Truth Rising?
Yeah, I can't wait for the study guide to come out with Truth Rising, because I thought the documentary was really, really well made. And it's encouraging to people, even though I'm part of it, watching the other people's stories in there, it was encouraging all the way around. And I hope that your listeners will take the time to watch the movie and be encouraged and grow in their walk.
All right, Jack, thanks again so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.